Watch the news today and you'll likely see plenty of pictures of 18-year-olds gleefully opening their A-level results. It's been another record-breaking year. Results have been improving every year now since 1980. One in four entries will receive an A grade, and the pass rate is edging ever closer to 100%. The Guardian's education editor Polly Curtis says the old arguments have started already. Does this mean standards have dropped?
I think most people are pretty bored of this debate, but it is an important one. Every year for 28 years, the pass rate's gone up. For 17 years, the proportion of A's have gone up. People want to know why. Lots of people will say there's been dumbing down. The schools all argue that it's because of changes in the structure of the A level, which makes it much more accessible to people. That's important over a period of time when we've expanded the university system. They need more students. Students need better qualifications to get in. So there's a systematic effect there. It might be easier to get an A now than it was 20 years ago. But you have to get that A. 20 years ago, you could get into a university easily with a C. Now, if you want to go to a top university, you need the A's and the B's. So there's much more pressure on students now, and they have to work a lot harder.
Are companies saying that the students are being taught the right things, or are they still maintaining that they can come out with as many A's as they like, but it doesn't have any relevance to the working life?
Employers and universities both are very critical of the A-levels. They say that A-level candidates don't have the questioning mind that they had 20 years ago. They don't really kind of think for themselves in the same way. And there's an argument that throughout the education system, pupils are being taught to the test much more. But at the same time, employers say they don't want the government to reform to the new diploma because at least they know what they've got with the A-levels. So they might be cynical, but they're also rather conservative.
And head teachers, they presumably are saying this is all good news.
They say it's good news. They try and stand up for the poor pupils who have worked so hard and got these brilliant results, and then we have a go at them every year. So I do have a huge amount of sympathy with them. The head teachers will say it's because schools know how to play the system of A-levels. And what changed with A-levels is they used to teach you a load of stuff and then they'd assess you at the end of 2 years. Now they've broken it up into chunks so that people are kind of taken through the subject much more closely, examined at different periods. There's more coursework. So all of those will mean that people will get higher marks, but it also means that they might know a little bit more.
And what about the relationship between state and private schools? Are we seeing the gap widen?
Private schools have always dominated the A's and B's and have a real kind of grip on Oxbridge entries. But it's not just private schools, it's the grammar schools as well. And there's also a kind of Ivy League of top state schools, which are just better than the rest. And there is a big distinction between that group of schools, good schools, and schools which just aren't as good.
How do employers and universities distinguish when one pupil's got three A's and another pupil has got three A's? Who's the better?
They now go into this kind of microscopic detail of their applications, and they go back and look at GCSEs, which is really unfair because, you know, that's something they did when they were 16 and they might have been partying too much or whatever. They also are starting increasingly to ask questions about what school they've gone to. Have they gone to a private school or grammar school, which is used to kind of ploughing kids through the exam system, or have they had to really think for themselves to pass that exam?
And finally then, what options are open to pupils who haven't done as well as they had hoped?
The message from everyone who runs the application system at UCAS is stay incredibly calm today. Don't rush into grabbing the first place you can get through the clearing system today. Take a few days to think about it. Talk to as many admissions tutors as possible. Go to your course of choice first of all and see whether they'll still take you. It's going to be tough this year, but there are lots of places out there and you will get a place.